It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. Last week, we devoted our entire segment to comments and reaction to a listener who was very unhappy with a day sponsorship announcement that mentioned God. Most of the comments came down on the side of allowing such messages in the interest of free speech. Here's one final remark that came in last weekend.
I appreciate all the news that NPR brings, and I think all the news includes all kinds of religious information, whether or not I agree with it. Thank you for doing a great job.
For our talk show, Eastern Standard, this past week, we asked listeners to tell their recollections of the assassination of President Kennedy. We were unable to include this one in the show from a caller who was out of the country as a Peace Corps worker in South America.
I had to mourn for the whole country in a way, and if I was smiling a month later, they didn't know why. They said, "Aren't you sad? Your president is dead?" And of course I was, but it really struck them because Ecuador is a Catholic country.
The following comment came in a couple of weeks ago.
I sent him my renewal, but I almost didn't because there's way too much coverage about people having difficulty with the Obama website, with health care. And that law was written by Congress, for one thing. And for another thing, all that it would take is to say the website doesn't work. Just call the toll-free number that's provided. I think we're hearing a lot of ado about nothing.
We'd love to hear from you. Please leave a voice message at 859-622-1657 or send your feedback by email to weku@eku.edu. That number again, 859-622-1657. The email, weku@eku.edu. And tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.